This is Europe's most significant monetary reform since the Roman Empire.
Europeans, with their actions from the 1st of January, have shown that they really want more Europe, and they really want changes in economic policy in Europe, like the one that represents the euro.
My name is Eddie Shanahan, a fashion and retail consultant, but I was formerly a senior manager at Arnott's.
Eddie, you were a senior manager on January 1st in 2002 during the euro changeover, but also back then the January sales were huge.
Oh, the January sales at Arnott's were always huge. Indeed they were. I can remember that we would have up to 8,000 people an hour come through one door alone, the main door on Henry Street. But to give you an idea of what that really meant, we had five doors in all in the store. So it was a very, very busy store. And as we faced into that particular January, of course, there was an added issue to manage, not just people in the store, but how we communicated a massive change, the change over to a new currency.
Do you want to know what the next big thing is going to be? The euro. It's already underway, so remember, a pound will get you €1.27. It's a great number, and soon it will be playing right across Europe. Think euro. The change is in your pocket.
With Eurocash coming on the 1st of January, we all need to start thinking in euro. Remember, a euro is worth just under 79 pence. Get to know the euro. Think euro. The change is in your pocket. The facts are in your euro handbook.
People were well prepared for it. There was a good government communication beforehand as well.
So you were dealing with thousands of bargain hunters and then two sets of change, two sets of notes.
There wasn't a lot of confusion. In fact, it was because of the preparation we and indeed our colleagues across retail across the country did. And yes, we did dual pricing on our sale tickets. So it meant that you actually had four prices on the sale ticket. You know, the original price in old money, the original price in new money, and then, of course, the reduction. But people were remarkably prepared. And I think that's a good lesson for retailers today, that if you work hard to communicate well with your consumer, if you do your preparation beforehand, then you will be respected by the customer and trusted by the customer.
What are your memories of that euro changeover on January 1st, 2002?
It made everything dearer.
Memories was that it was really, really difficult, like, you know what I mean? And we didn't know whether we were getting the right change or not.
So it was pretty complicated, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
To go from the old Irish pumps and the 20p's and the 50p's to cents and then these euros, and they were smaller.
Absolutely, they were smaller, so there was more room in your pocket. But the local chip shop, your man was on the ball. He knew every conversion from...
He understood it.
Oh, he understood it like we didn't. We didn't have a clue, but he was inviting you in. Come in, bring your money in, your old pumps.
Your old pumps.
And we'll change it into euros for you and the whole lot. So.
And did you have loads of old purple 20s underneath the couch you found years later?
Well, we sure had. Then it would be worth a few bob then, wouldn't it?
Because I understand the central bank will still exchange them.
Oh, yeah. You can still get them changed, as far as I know. So. But I haven't found any at the moment, like, you know what I mean? So, and I don't think I will.
And do you miss the old Irish pound?
Sometimes I wish it was back in the old days, like, you know what I mean? Had the old money, even though it was bigger. I don't know what Brexit and Britain are doing, getting out of it.
Britain never joined the currency. They never joined
the
euro.
They never. They always kept their currency.
And the Deutschmark, the Germans gave that up. The franc, the French gave that up. But the British wouldn't get rid of their pound.
Because the Queen was on all the money.
Tell us, what was it like? You were working in a supermarket at the time.
And they just thought all the systems were going to crash and everything, but nothing ever happened, so.
So you did a lot of work, and businesses and retailers and shops also, and pubs did a massive amount of work all those years ago, 18 years ago, nearly 19 years ago now, this January, in 3 weeks' time. What do you remember? What's your lasting memory of that euro changeover? Was it good for Ireland to give up the old Irish pound, to give up the punt?
I can answer that from a very personal perspective. You know, at that time I travelled regularly with the team of buyers at Arnott. So in early January, I would go to Germany for a home textiles fair. I would go on from there to Florence for the menswear fair. I would come back and very quickly head to Paris for women's wear. And for the first time, I had one currency in my pocket and no silly fiddly bits left over when I came back from trips. And all of a sudden, the common sense behind the common currency, the ease with which we could cross borders now, became instantly apparent. And not just to me, but to colleagues that I worked with in other countries as well.
And you could actually work out, hang on a second, Ireland is quite expensive, a country to live in. I remember myself visiting Mallorca, visiting Santa Ponsa in 2002, and you could get a full meal for €5. In Ireland, you couldn't get a full meal for less than 15 back in 2002.
Well, that was another thing, of course. It did make those comparisons much, much easier, absolutely.
Some people were waiting at midnight to withdraw their first euro banknotes. The 2002 euro cash changeover was one of the biggest logistical exercises ever conducted in Europe. Placed end to end, the 14.9 billion banknotes produced for the changeover could have stretched to the moon and back, five times over, or covered 15,000 football pitches. As for the coins, 250,000 tons of metal were needed to produce 52 billion coins.
Did you mind giving up your Irish pounds?
In a small way, just in a very small way, but we're bigger now because we're part of Europe, so it's the price to pay.
And I was in Wales at the time, so we had the
you
sterling.
Kept the sterling.
Exactly, yeah.
Any regrets about keeping the sterling?
They should have gone whole hog with Europe, to be honest.
And then it would have been harder to leave, wouldn't it?
Exactly, which I don't agree with leaving, so.
What did you think of January 2002 and getting those euros in your pocket?
I thought it was a super idea. I'm all for Europe.
Once my money is in the bank, I don't care what currency it's in at all. Once it's in the bank.
Generation Z had you know, they're digital natives, and they had already decided that it was, and they're correct, much more convenient simply to pay with their phones or to pay with a tap and go with a card. Much, much easier. And it didn't necessitate constant trips to bank machines and the convenience of not having to handle it, and also just the health aspect of it has driven the use of different contactless payment platforms and forms.
I'm so pleased you mentioned Generation Z. That's my generation. We never get a look, and it's always about the millennials.
I think that the euro was sort of the direct continuation of the German mark. We have transposed the good things about the Deutschmark to this European currency, and in this sense the euro is also a great German success.
Euro is going to euro.
Un euro, deux euros.